While one's happiness from passing a final exam is understandable, this wasn't what I would have thought of as a peaceful, happy moment, and it was hard to imagine a situation more rife with internal and external challenges and pressures. Yet he claimed that this was his happiest moment, or at least one of them. To me, the implications of his response went beyond the idea of achieving a momentary sense of relief after overcoming a challenging and anxiety-provoking examination. It suggested a deeper link between hard work, sustained over a period of many years, and ultimate happiness and satisfaction. Now, as I thought back to that question and his response about his happiest moment, it occurred to me that this might be the best way to address the link between work and happiness in his own life. "When you were asked what was your happiest moment," I reminded him, "you said that it was when you finished your examinations and got your Geshe degree. I know that achievement took a tremendous amount of work over a period of many years. So I think your response has some interesting implications. It implies that productive activity and meaningful work really are important components of human happiness, at least in your case. And that completely supports the findings of researchers and social scientists who find that in terms of a full human life, work is an important component of human happiness. In fact, some of these scientists feel that the brain may be hardwired, genetically programmed, to experience happiness through productive and meaningful activity, the exercise of skills, through interacting with and shaping our environment. So I find it really interesting that here, instead of saying my happiest moment was when I was sitting in solitary meditation one day or in some peaceful state of repose, you implied that it was related to hard work and accomplishing a certain goal on a conventional level. The Dalai Lama appeared to be listening very attentively, then responded,
"I can understand your point that there is a certain amount of satisfaction from this idea of work. And in this case, your description of productive activity relates more to the kind of externally oriented activity that we mentioned before. For example, when I was young, in Tibet, I used to enjoy fixing things, taking apart mechanical devices or objects like watches and trying to understand how they worked. Although I wasn't always able to put them back together properly. Sometimes I would even ignore my lessons so I could do these things. But still, I don't think it is completely correct to say that human beings are genetically programmed to benefit only through this productive activity."
"Oh, no, no. That's not what I'm suggesting. In fact, the discussions that led to our first book were based on your premise that the primary determinant of one's happiness is the state of one's mind, the mental factor. Our first book focused on the general theme of inner development, and our current discussions already began with the assumption that inner development is what really brings happiness. So there is no question that we believe that. But you have also said that there are many components to human happiness. Here we are focusing on one of those elements, one that we did not fully explore in our first book. The additional element that I am bringing in here is the idea of productive activity and work. So yes, I agree with you that we're not programmed to achieve happiness only through meaningful, productive work or activity. But now I want to explore how work fits into our quest for human happiness. And again, here we are not talking about elevated states of spiritual bliss, but about more conventional day-to-day and moment-to-moment happiness, and how productive activity and work can contribute to our overall life satisfaction. For example, how the hard work in getting your degree made you happy."
"There's one thing I should make clear. By saying my happiest moment was getting my Geshe degree, I wasn't implying that profound states of happiness cannot be gained through inner development or the internal thought process gained through meditative realization. Now, although I may not have achieved those levels of meditative realization, that does not mean it is not possible. In fact, I have even had glimpses of that possibility. I think I've told you about some of these experiences in the past."